Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I got to tell you, man, there's so many I'm going to get more text messages. I'll get this one right here. John from Huntsville texted in. He said, hey, Phil, fantastic monologue. And I'm glad to say my power has been restored after last night's crazy storm. I'm glad, man. There was a bunch of folks without power. He said, also, did you see that crazy Democrat, Al Green? Yes, we did. And you see, every time Trump said something, Democrats held it ridiculous signs. Yes, we did. And he says, by the way, has Kareem bought you that camel steak yet? No, he hasn't. So
don't know if camel steaks are
legal. I don't want a camel steak. No camel steak. Camel steak bad. So what were the top five moments? Well, it depends on who you talk to. And there were several. I think my favorite moment, by the way, was I guarantee you, I think this one was planned, but I guarantee you this is like one of the sound bites of the decade. So Trump's talking about the border at one point. If you missed this, you missed it. I mean, the Republicans laughed out loud and then came to their feet and clapped. And the Democrats just sulked. But at one point, Trump was talking about the border and the fact that we are at record low illegal crossings at the border. And then he said, he basically pointed out, he said, Joe Biden said he couldn't do it without additional legislation. He couldn't do it without new legislation. He said what they really needed was a new president. And the crowd went wild, and his delivery of it was perfect. It's one of those that I think it's making the rounds on social media right now. Another of my favorite moments. Have you got that audio for Dipper One, that first clip?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, at one point he talked about the transgender ideology and about getting it away from kids. And it was such a moment. He didn't pull punches. He didn't tap dance and try to protect the feelings of the transgender lobbyists. No, he didn't do any of that. He spoke about it clearly and unequivocally, and then he did what I've been saying on the show forever, is you don't do anything to affirm a kid by telling them they're wrong. You affirm a kid by telling them they're already perfect because God made them that way. I want you to listen to the sound clip, audio one. Go ahead and play it.
I want Congress to pass a bill permanently banning and criminalizing sex changes on children and forever ending the lie that any child is trapped in the wrong body. This is a big lie. And our message to every child in America is that you are perfect exactly the way God made you.
That's such a great line. That's so well done, so well timed, so well said, by the way. And it absolutely is. I mean, it's so refreshing, too. I can tell you right now, having been on this show for 4 years, calling those things out and saying those things, and then to have the president say that from the dais last night in his, it really wasn't a State of the Union, but it was. It's an entirely different day in D.C. right now. You know, one of the other things he did, too, last night that I thought was great, and I've got an article here from Fox that talks about what they thought were some of the top moments from last night. Their number three on here, I would rank this, was the fact that he honored people who have been impacted by illegal immigration criminals. I'm not talking about the criminal aspect of just crossing the border. I'm talking about when they get here, then they commit more crimes. He honored the lives of Lake and Riley and a little girl named Jocelyn Nungary. Lake and Riley, of course, most of us remember that one because that's the student from Georgia who was raped and murdered by an illegal alien. And the very first piece of legislation, y'all keep this in mind, everybody in this listening area, one of your elected officials, Senator Katie Britt, was the sponsor of the very first piece of legislation that Trump signed into law when he took office this year, and it was the Lake and Riley Act, to make sure that we are protecting people from illegal criminals. And that was an amazing thing for him to recognize her family. And I don't believe the Dems even clapped for that one, did they?
Of course not.
But the other one that they recognized, and it's a name that you look at and go, oh yeah, I don't know why I'd forgotten that story, but it's a horrible story. Little 12-year-old girl named Jocelyn. Little 12-year-old girl who was brutally raped and murdered in Texas by two illegal aliens from, I believe they were from Guatemala. And he went ahead, the mom was there last night in the gallery, and he recognized her. He commiserated with her. He affirmed the beauty of her daughter and said, we're going to make sure that never happens again. But he said, I want to go one step further. He said, the mom's name was Alexis. He said, Alexis, I promised you we would always remember your daughter, your magnificent daughter. And then he said, so earlier tonight, I signed an order keeping my word to you. And one thing I've learned about Jocelyn is she loved animals so much. She loved nature. So right across Galveston Bay from where Jocelyn lived in Houston, you will now find a magnificent national wildlife refuge, a pristine, peaceful 34,000-acre sanctuary on the Gulf of America named after Jocelyn Nungare. How awesome is that? How honoring, what an amazing gesture to do that, to uplift a mother, which, by the way, it just occurred to me just now, it's amazing too that he did that, and the guy who jumped to his feet to scream at him and have to get escorted out by the sergeant at arms is the congressman for that same area. Let that sink in.
No way. I didn't realize that.
That's his district. Unbelievable. We had some other great moments. I mean, one of the things I told you about already was the terrorist behind the Abbey Gate bombing was apprehended as being shipped to the United States. And then, of course, the 13-year-old cancer survivor named DJ. And by the way, DJ, that was a heartfelt moment. Democrats could have clapped for his survivability, his resilience. But he had such a sweet spirit about him. I mean, that kid, he looked like everything was special. And I think it's because he also knows everything is special. In fact, I even saw a recorded interview with him, and it's obvious. He even said, I don't know when my time will be. But he talked about how much he loved the opportunity to live. And so President Trump didn't just honor the kid who was there like in a little police uniform, who had always wanted to be a Secret Service agent. And he knows he'll never be one because of his disabilities related to the brain cancer. But Trump honored him for being there and his resilience, and then said, DJ, you know, we're going to do something for you tonight. He said, and the head of the Secret Service came down in the gallery with an official badge, and they had designated him as an official Secret Service agent and made him a fellow agent in the Secret Service. And the kid was ecstatic. I mean, the hug that he gave to the head of the Secret Service was pretty awesome. It was legit. It was real. There were people having trouble to keep their emotions in check. But you know what's also interesting, though? Think about this. He didn't just affirm that kid and that kid's parents. He didn't just do something uplifting for that person. Trump is doing a lot right now downsizing government, and like the FBI and the ATF and you know, a number of other agencies are all kind of under the gun, and they know it. And what did he do? He honored the Secret Service by having them do this in the gallery. And so what he basically did was he lifted up and esteemed the Secret Service by allowing them to lift up and esteem this kid. That's exactly what you need. That's a statesman right there. That's just cool. Now, I'll tell you, too, there were some folks in the gallery that was interesting. I mean, Elon Musk was there, obviously. We expected that. And then there were a number of others, all the cabinet members, which, by the way, his cabinet is far more robust at this point than it was his last go around. His cabinet appointees have been appointed at a record pace by comparison to many presidents, to include Biden. There was also, I couldn't help but notice that Ben Shapiro and Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire were there. That's interesting. Sitting right next to Riley Gaines. That's interesting. Why is that interesting? Well, because they're members of the media, but they're sitting in the invitation gallery, and they're also non-traditional media. They're pioneers in exactly like the kind of thing we're doing here at Right Side with, you know, both radio, podcasting, written word, content generation, giving people voice for their thoughts, concerns, and what they feel about, you know, conservative policy issues. And they're right there in the gallery, which meant that they were probably there by invitation. And I find that to be cool. Daily Wire, by the way, reports today that moments after Donald Trump delivered his joint address to Congress Tuesday. The chairman of the largest conservative caucus in Congress responded by saying, "We plan to try and cement all of Trump's executive actions into law." So there's a lot of different caucuses up there. There's the Freedom Caucus. There's the, you know, the New Doge Caucus. And there's one called the Republican Study Committee. It's the largest of the committees. Generally speaking, they're conservative. They might be a little more centrist than the Freedom Caucus. But this Texas Republican, August Pfluger, who's the chair of the caucus, it's the biggest caucus in, and he says, with 180 members, he says they intend to be an influential force in getting all of these things codified into law so they can't be undone by future presidents. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I got a ton of text messages. Can I even get to any of these? How many? What time I got? You know what? It's already time for a break. Holy cow. All right, you guys keep texting. I'm going to try and catch up as we go. Don't forget, we got the Grand Council coming up at 4. I want to jump into some border stuff, though. You guys got to hear what's going on with the border. Y'all, this is huge. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Giving you all the truths you can slap on a bumper sticker. All right, so I got to read one text because I appreciate it. Mark from Red Bay, Alabama said, "This is a great time to be a right side conservative." Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is. You know what? We also earned it, brother. We did. We had to get through lean times to get to these times we're in right now. How many times did I say over the last 4 years it took a Carter to bring us a Reagan? And I'm praying that what we're in right now is that it took a Biden to bring us this Trump. And I pray this Trump does not go away. We need to stay on this course. And I so agree with several of y'all who have said things like this earlier, including one that I read out in a text today. Pray for him, all right? And I mean that with all sincerity. I do. Pray for him. Pray for protection. Pray for wisdom. Pray that he has somebody that walks alongside him and gives him sage advice. Pray that he does not allow pridefulness to come in. And pray that he can stay on course. And that, you know, how many times in Scripture did we see that God confuses the enemies of the ones who were in the right and just like strikes them with confusion and they don't know what to do? Well, that's kind of where we are. You also look at Scripture, you could see that, you know, you will look for them and they will not be found. Anybody seen Joe Biden lately? He's gone. He's off the charts. We don't even know where he is. So I'm loving that. More of it, please. But in the meantime, I'm saying pray. Don't forget. Mark from Red Bay, thank you very much. Yes, being a right side ruffian right now. It's all good, brother. So let me switch gears on you. We're going to talk right now about border battles, which, by the way, was a part of the speech last night. In fact, one of those lines, and I held it till I got to this segment, one of those lines that I thought was huge was in the speech. He's talking about the designation of cartels as terrorist organizations. And he said this, he said, "The cartels are waging war on America, and it's time for America to wage war on the cartels." Woo! Y'all, that's the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, who, by the way, his Director of National Intelligence and his Secretary of Defense are both down at the border today. What does that tell you? It's getting real. So I don't know if that means we're going to be putting, you know, Tomahawk cruise missiles in the middle of drug labs, although I would not mind. But I do think it means it's a whole new day, and there's that. Now, one of the things that happened today is that sanctuary city mayors, well, we have Brandon Johnson from Chicago and Eric Adams from New York City. We had the mayor of Boston, Mayor Wu, I think it is. We had another Mayor Johnson. I've forgotten where she's from, but they're all giant sanctuary cities that are all screaming because they're having to spend so much on illegals, and they're all sanctuary cities. They got called in today and had to give testimony in front of a House committee, and they hated being there. But our own Congressman Gary Palmer from Alabama did a great job in part of his line of questioning. JP, I'm going to call for audio clip number 3. I'm going to bump it into 3 right now, but you got that ready, bud? This is Gary Palmer, who was on the show a few days ago, questioning the sanctuary city mayors. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I thank the witnesses for being here. I just want to respond about crimes committed by people here legally. Every crime committed by someone in the United States illegally is a crime that would not have been committed. Lincoln Riley, Ruby Garcia, Rachel Morin, Jocelyn Nungare, the woman set on fire in the New York subway. These are all assaults, rapes, murders, and other crimes that would not have taken the lives of these people if those people were not here illegally. They were given safe harbor. Now, I want to ask you something. You all took an oath of office. Mr. Adams, did you swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States?
Yes, I do.
How about you, Mayor Johnson?
Yes, sir, I did.
How about you, Mayor, the other Mayor Johnson?
Yeah, the Constitution of the United States as well as the Constitution of Illinois.
Okay, and Mayor,
yes.
You did. Are you familiar with the Supremacy Clause? Any of you?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Then under the Supremacy Clause, you understand that the laws of the United States take precedent over the laws of Colorado, over the laws of Illinois, over the laws of Massachusetts, and your cities. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir, I do.
But when you declared your cities sanctuary cities, you did so illegally. Do you understand that?
Respectfully, sir, I would disagree with that. We follow
every federal law.
You're disagreeing
with the law. It's against the law to give sanctuary to people who have committed felonies, and it's a felony to cross the border legally. You gave sanctuary to people who are here illegally. You violated your oath to uphold the Constitution because of the Supremacy Clause. The laws of the United States take preference.
That's that line of questioning. Yeah, I'm so glad they're finally getting called out on this. I'm so glad. I mean, isn't it amazing, too, that these policies have been in place and they've never had to be subjected to that line of questioning? Never once. But they were subpoenaed to before, and they all showed up and they sat there. And I'm going to tell you right now, Congressman Palmer was one of many. And there were some, you know, Ayanna Pressley got into a shouting match with Mark Comer, the Republican. And Ayanna Pressley's a liberal hack. She's a radical. You may remember her. She's very distinctive because she's the bald black lady, and she got into a shouting match with the chairman, Mark Comer. But you know what though? The reality is this: they're finally being asked to be held to account. They're finally having to give answers for why they do what they do. They don't have the luxury of a press conference where they can walk away from the mic. They're having to sit there and be grilled, and we may not like all their answers. I'm just glad that somebody's finally asking them. That's amazing. More on this, the border battles. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Goes from Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I mean, there's even that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn, and even stretch it all the way over there to Fort Benning, Georgia. And yes, there are big old patches in northwest Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. I love this audience. Y'all are amazing. Keep the text message flowing, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Hey, before I go any further, though, I gotta plug a couple things. My podcast is out today. Am I correct? Did it get up all right?
Yep.
Oh, good. All right. Production came out perfect. My latest Right Philosophy podcast has just been published. It is out as we speak. Check it out. It's one of the many that we offer here at Right Side Media. There's multiple podcast lines. Mine comes out every Wednesday. This one's called Ukraine on the Brain, and I give you a deep dive into the conflict and to the whys, the wherefores, and to why Trump is pursuing peace. Because if you look at it, historically speaking, things going boom in Europe wind up impacting the United States, and we wind up having to go over there later. So let's don't do that. Let's get peace on the table right now. So anyway, it's a great deep dive to help explain the situation that we're seeing with Zelensky and Putin and Trump. And it's my new podcast that came out today, The Right Philosophy. And this one's called Ukraine on the Brain. The other thing I'll point out to you is all things going the way they're supposed to. This Friday, we have actor Kirk Cameron in the studio with us. 2:30, am I right? Right now, scheduled
2:30. Yep.
Yeah. Live in studio, Kirk Cameron in the Right Side Studios. He's also doing an event that night in town, which we've been promoting, and we're giving away tickets and we're giving away some merch, his merch and our merch. You want some merch? We got some merch. So merchandise is out there. We got all kinds of hats, T-shirts. We got tickets. JP, they can find it where?
On Right Side Media's Twitter or Phil's personal Facebook. We've already had some takers, so the tickets are running low. If y'all want to, you know, get a chance to get some free tickets, go to Right Side Media's Twitter and retweet and comment on that tweet. But yeah, like I said, we've had some takers, so the tickets are getting slim, so go take a chance and get some tickets right now. But also, if you have bought a ticket of your own, you can text in a receipt of that, and you'll enter a chance to get a Right Side merch bundle. I believe it's a hat, T-shirt, and a mug in that. So
yeah,
go ahead and enter in that as well.
Right Side Ruffians, we got stuff, man. All right, so back on this this first dipper, or the second dipper, the border battles. So those those chucklehead mayors, the ones who have been sanctuary citying now for a few years and feeling pretty proud about their virtue signals, while their people die, while their coffers are depleted by having to support illegal aliens, while they have crime in their streets. One Chicago alderman is calling out Mayor Brandon Johnson. I got a piece here from Fox News, came out this morning. Chicago alderman said that Mayor Brandon Johnson has no defense ahead of giving his testimony to the Congress. He said, as far as the mayor going to D.C., he's like a lamb going to the slaughter. There's no answer for this. This is an alderman named Anthony Napolitano from Chicago's 41st Ward. He said, there's no answer for this. We should not have been a sanctuary city to begin with. You're punishing taxpayers using their money to help illegals. Bam. Yeah, so the ones you got up there are New York City Mayor Eric Adams, you got Chicago's Mayor Johnson, you got Boston's Mayor Wu, and you got Denver Mayor Mike Johnson. It's about freaking time. Another thing that I think you need to know, though, and Trump talked about this in his speech last night. The speech that I mentioned is called The Speech. The speech. Hello, can we just talk about the speech? That's all it is. But a piece here I pulled off of Breitbart. It's a thick one. Can you hear it? Can you tell the tone?
I can. It's got some weight behind it.
It's got some weight behind it. This is a border report from Breitbart. And it is pretty clear that we are in a record moment in U.S. border control history. Like, record moment. So Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says that February, get this, you ready? February was the lowest month in recorded history for migrant encounters at our border. Give me some applause on that one, man. That's just amazing. Trump himself came out and said, my first full month in office had the lowest number of illegal migrants trying to enter our country in history by far. I mean, we got to the point that under Biden, remember this? We had 1 month that hit 300,000 illegals in 1 month. That's the ones they know about. I mean, that didn't even count the ones they couldn't see. 300,000 in 1 month. You know how many there were, JP, in February this year?
A lot more than that. Or a lot less than that. Excuse me, not more than that. A lot less than that.
So if the highest was a month where it had 300,000... in fact, December of last year was not that great, but 300,000. What do you think the number was? Give me just guess.
Probably a little bit less than 1,000.
Okay, now you're making me feel bad. 8,300.
Wow, that's still very low.
8,300. I mean, we're looking at just exponential decreases. In January of this year, there were 29,000. The most occurred in the San Diego sector. Pray tell, why would that be? Oh, I don't know. Sanctuary state, California. The Rio Grande Valley border sector reported the second most encounters, 5,900, and the El Paso sector in Texas, 4,800. So, yes, Texas still has some stuff they're dealing with, but the reality is, man, y'all, we have seen an exponential drop. Like, it is palpably different right now on the border. They're building the wall right now. They're arming the wall right now. They're putting up drones. They're doing the stuff.
I thought we needed like some groundbreaking history-making legislation to be passed. Surely that was done, right?
There was. It was called an election.
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
How's that for legislating? but listen, you know, lest you think that we're done, we're not all entirely done. So I've got two stories here that are tragic, and they're right here in our listening area. Both from 1819 News, because much of the media in Alabama is not reporting it. But I got this one from just January 6th, so that'd be what we're looking at right at 60 days ago. Elmore County sheriffs in Elmore County, Alabama, said that they arrested an illegal alien for the attempted kidnapping of a young girl It turns out that when they finally caught him, they discovered he had already been deported five times. Deported five times, keeps coming back across the border, and they caught him as he was trying to kidnap a young girl. And that happened in Elmore County, Alabama. But then, look at this one. This happened just, 10 days ago. 10 days ago in Marshall County, right up yonder near Boaz, Albertville, Gunnersville, that area. This one occurred in Albertville. A Guatemalan man in the country illegally has now been charged with first-degree rape of a 12-year-old in Marshall County. How anybody can be a sanctuary mayor and know these crimes are occurring because of illegal aliens, you look at it and go, there's no excuse. There is zero grounds. There is, by the way, zero compassion on my part for anything you guys suffer as a city because of what you're allowing in. But truth be told, it impacts all of us because it's not like they come to Chicago and stay in Chicago. They wander around freely. They're given free rein, and then they're not being held to account, and then they commit crimes like this. Not all of them. I know that. I know that not every person who crossed the border is a rapist. I get that. But you know what? The fact that any of them are is enough. I don't care if it's 1,000 or one. It's too many. Got a piece here from ICE's website. ICE's website. That's right. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's website. Right here in our listening area. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation led a four-count indictment, which was unsealed in the Middle District of Tennessee, charging eight defendants with ties to Tren de Aragua in Nashville. Take note, Tennessee. Take note, North Alabama. That's right outside of the reach. I mean, some of y'all drive to Nashville on a daily basis. There's Tren de Aragua. And they just had eight Venezuelan illegals with ties to Tren de Aragua arrested and charged with transnational commercial sex crimes and sex trafficking in Nashville. They got all their names. They got their ages. They're all military-age males, too, by the way. And they basically, you know, they were so brazen, they had online commercial sex websites and sex trafficking, and they're all here illegally making money for Tren de Aragua. Listen, but take note of this. They were caught. They were caught. And I don't believe that arrest, that indictment, I don't believe that would have happened a year ago. I don't think it would have. But
if he would have been arrested, he would have been released shortly after.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Released on their own recognizance. Probably no bond. You know, it's also weird, too, is when you see there's been a lot of talk about militarizing the border. Well, the south side of the border is getting a lot of beefed up military presence. So the Mexican National Guard, and that's not the same as our National Guard. I don't think that's like a reserve force. I think that's just like they're literally the Mexican National Guard. But anyway, the bottom line is one of their generals, Hector Jimenez Baez, the state coordinator for the Mexican National Guard in the Baja California district, actually praised President Trump's efforts the other day. He said, I think President Trump's doing a great job. And he's got 3,000 troops on the border doing exactly what President Trump asked for, please. 3,000 of his troops in the Baja region trying to secure the border and do what they can to slow the trafficking of fentanyl. Now, I will say this. Tariffs went into effect today. Yep. Tariffs on Mexico and Canada. Trump said, thank you for what you're doing to sort of beef things up. But just so you know, we don't think you've done near enough on fentanyl. And so tariffs go into 25% tariffs. Am I right? 25%? I think it is. 25% tariffs put in place effective today on imports from Canada and Mexico. We've already got companies that are moving their operations out of Mexico into the United States to avoid tariffs. What you got, bud?
No, it is 25%.
25%? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, good. I may not remember what I had for breakfast, but I can remember stuff like that sometimes.
Well, I mean, it's been spewed by the left on how this is going to end the economy for ever since it was announced. So it's
cats and dogs living together.
It's probably just been ingrained in your brain from that. And how he crashed the stock market yesterday.
Crashed it. Yeah. Crashed it. How dare he crashed it? I mean, did you see the Biden economy, by the way? Mm-hmm. And you know what cracks me up is they're trying to blame Trump for eggs. Can we go back, please, to the fact that that started under Biden? Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't know. Where do I want to stop on that? I got so much stuff here. The border, here's the bottom line. The border is securing. I won't call it done because there's still some people crossing over. But y'all, it is an entirely different day. We are watching right now the amount of people coming over in a month that we used to see come over in an hour under Biden. That is awesome. We're watching as sanctuary city mayors who've been screaming for federal subsidies to help them pay for giant hotels to house illegals finally getting called in to Congress to give account for their actions. We're watching as President Trump is declaring the drug cartels to be international terrorist organizations and declaring that we will go to war with them if we have to. We are also watching right now as criminal aliens are actually being interdicted. And I don't think that was happening before. I mean, so it's a whole new day. Listen, tell my caller, if you would, that I got to take a break because I ran long, but I'll get that person right after that. I'll tell Lee I'll get him right after the break. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Man, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, by the way, I'm about to go to the phones, but let me just remind you guys, we got a new merchandise store up on the Right Side Media website. We got coffee mugs, we got hats, we got t-shirts, and one of my favorite things of all time, we got the Bulletproof Influence glasses. These are highball glasses that have the Right Side Media logo that says Bulletproof Influence right under it, and they have an embedded 308 bullet in the glass. It's a Bulletproof Influence glass. You got to check them out. They're all at the merch store on our website at rightsidemedia.org. So check it out, rightsidemedia.org. Go on to the phones. Hey, Lee from Huntsville, how are you?
I am good. And I want to say my Right Side shirt is the softest shirt. I don't know where you got this shirt, but they are so soft.
Awesome.
Are they not?
They are. They're like comfy cozy, but they're also tough. So there's that.
So I want to give everybody the answer when somebody starts talking and complaining about eggs and President Trump. I just want to give them the answer that they need to respond with. I have chickens, and I understand how chickens work, okay? And when this whole bird flu thing that they've been trying to ramp up now for quite some time, the Biden administration in November and December had millions of laying hens preemptively slaughtered, culled is what they call it, but that's what it is, prevent the spread of bird flu. And it takes, if they're the white eggs in the grocery store, they're white leghorns that lay them, or any leghorn. They're the white eggs, and they won't start laying until about 4 months. And, you know, maybe a couple weeks after that, they'll really get into laying. So it takes quite some time once you've culled several million birds, to get them fully grown and back into laying again. And the government paid these people to cull them. It's no skin off their back. So they cull them, they get a lot of chicks, and they're trying to build back up. So you'll see in about 4 months, or maybe like 2 months now, you're going to see a big uptick again in egg production.
Well, I mean, I would hope so.
To do with President Trump.
I went to the store. Charlene and I were at Publix, I think it was, together, and I've never seen this before, but there were no eggs at all. And I just saw somebody last night, a friend of mine on social media, who posted a picture of a carton of eggs, and he said, "Because I love my wife, I got her something special." And it was a carton of eggs.
I've become a people's good friend because I always have eggs.
Wow.
That's what I'm telling you. And the brown ones, that's from a breed that takes even longer. So then you're looking at more like 5 months. So I'm just saying, this has nothing to do with President Trump, and he cannot make chickens mature any faster.
Thank you.
The egg production will come back online.
Thank you, chicken lady. Thank you very much. We appreciate the heads up.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. We'll see you. Hey, real quick, we're going to hit the break before I know it. And don't forget, we're going to have Grand Council coming up here in just a few minutes. A couple of last thoughts with the last minute here before I go to the break. On the border, Just know this, defense.gov, Dateline 3 days ago, the Pentagon is now deploying an entire striker brigade. That's something. And an aviation battalion to the southern border. So we already have troops down there. But a striker brigade combat team, that's like a mechanized force with about 4,000-ish plus soldiers. And so that's going to be significant. The Stryker is a wheeled armored vehicle, and it's designed to be, you know, highly mobile. But the Stryker Brigade combat team heading down, I believe they're coming from the 4th ID out of Fort Carson. So there's that, and an aviation battalion to go with them. And then on top of it, there's also a report, and this one came out of, where is that piece? I've got it right here. Daily Caller. Daily Caller says that intelligence shows that there's been a flurry of drug busts and arrests, leaving cartel bosses having to scale back their operations, and that one individual, a high-ranking member of the Sinaloa cartel, spoke to the New York Times anonymously and said, you can't be calm. You can't even sleep because you don't know when they'll catch you. The important thing now is for us to survive. So if that's the case, if that's real, I hope it is, I hope the drug cartels are quaking in their boots. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming up next, the Grand Council. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.